Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Mel from Tacoma is. Mel, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Mel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco?
Correct. Kyle, Kenny, and Chef are all characters from what animated show?
South Park.
Correct. Beginning with F, what is a group of sheep called?
Flock.
Yes. The first NFL game this season will be the Chiefs playing against what team?
The Seahawks?
No.
The Raiders?
No.
The Rams?
No. Rachel McAdams played Regina George in what 2004 romantic comedy?
Mean Girls.
Yes. What is the main currency in Spain?
Pass.
How many seconds make up an hour?
Oh, Jesus. Pass.
What sport is played in the Ryder Cup?
Hockey?
No.
Soccer?
No.
Baseball?
No. What amendment ended prohibition?
The third?
No.
The fourth?
No.
The fifth?
No. Mm. Mel, you got 4 correct.
Oh, give him hell, man. Mel.
I know. God, he's going to beat me.
Yeah, I mean.
Some of those were really hard. Some of those Steve is definitely not going to get. There's no chance it's a perfect time for him today.
I'm not a sports guy, so some of those were hard for me.
Unfortunately, I think Steve is a.
Yeah.
You know. But some of the other ones, you never know. Taryn does not think you're going to get a perfect 10.
Oh, definitely I didn't know the pressure was to get a perfect 10.
Isn't that always the pressure?
Hopefully
they
get a perfect 16 like the Mariners last night.
Oh, boy.
Someone just texted in and said, Steve's like the Mariners. On a roll, then stumbles and falls. 59% win streak. That's no playoff maker.
Whoa.
I feel like I'm better than 59%.
I don't know. I don't think the math is math in there.
But that's okay.
I think you're 69%.
That's what's up.
That's nice. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What city would you find the Golden Gate Bridge?
That would be San Francisco.
Correct. Kyle, Kenny, and Chef are all characters from what animated show? Yes. Beginning with F, what is a group of sheep called?
Flock.
Correct. The first NFL game this season will be the Chiefs playing against what team?
The Baltimore Ravens.
You know it. Rachel McAdams played Regina George in what 2004 romantic comedy?
Damn it. 40 dates?
No.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids?
No.
Pineapple Express.
No perfect 10 for you. What is the main currency in Spain?
Oh, crap. Euros?
Yes. How many seconds make up an hour?
60.
No.
Oh, a lot. Dang it. I don't know. 500.
No.
Pass.
What sport is played in the Ryder Cup?
Golf.
Correct. What amendment ended prohibition?
Ninth?
No.
The 12th?
No.
The 16?
No.
No, it's not the 16.
How many pedals do most modern pianos have?
3.
Correct. Well,
not a perfect 10.
It wasn't a perfect 10, but it was a 7, which is a win 7-4. Sorry, Mel.
Yeah, till next time.
We'll
see you next time, Mel.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Mel did know that Rachel McAdams played Regina George in one of the best romantic comedy movies
ever. Oh, The Notebook.
No.
Regina, you've seen this play before. I thought you did anyway.
Mean Girls?
Rent?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls is a romantic comedy?
Yeah. Aaron Samuels? Come on.
Really?
That's what Google says.
I thought it was more of a comedy, but...
Yeah, I don't really view that as a romantic comedy, but who am I to judge? I mean...
Exactly. You don't know your romantic comedy.
I guess there is... Yeah.
Google it. It says romantic comedy.
Mean Girls considered a romantic comedy?
Yes.
I just lost a couple points in my eyes, if that's the case.
What? It's a comedy. There's romance.
Yeah, but I mean, just because there's romance, I don't feel like it makes it a romantic comedy. That's the dumbest argument. I'm tapping out. It's not even worth arguing over.
How many seconds make up an hour?
That's a lot of math for me. I'm not
too much math.
Not doing it. I went to Stanwood and Wazoo. There's no chance.
It's 60 times 60. So if you knew 6 times 6 is 36.
Oh.
It's 3,600.
Oh, aren't you smart?
Well, I have the answer right in front of me.
I was going to say, I like how she said that. Like she knew the answer to that.
I did. I got the answer key. Hello.
You know what's funny? I'm looking at the Mean Girls little description thing, and it says comedy/romance. You would think they would put romantic comedy.
That's what they do, though. I don't know why.
Yeah, just to embrace the term.
Yeah, because it's cute. A romantic comedy.
Also, that movie is 20 years old now.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go.
So was The Notebook.
Oh, no.
Came out in 2004 as well. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Rachel McAdams was busy that year. What amendment ended prohibition? Y'all were...
19th?
No, you actually legally can drink at this, the amendment.
21st?
Date. Yep, 21st Amendment.
Ironic.
Ironic, yeah. Yes.
Don't you think?
Okay, Alanis, congrats on winning.
You can check out the new Daily Migs t-shirt in the Rock Shop. And if you grew up loving Beavis and Butthead, you're definitely going to dig it. And thanks to the artist Justin Hunt for turning us into the iconic duo.
We're going to score.
You will if you wear this t-shirt.
Head to KISW.com. Now, Rockaholics, we have one of these simple questions that we would love for you to answer, but you have to call us now. 206-803-ROCK. It is nothing dirty. Call now for our simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Metallica.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
We have a simple question that we would love for you to answer, but you have to call us right now. 206-803-ROCK. There is a new report that has found that solo dining is becoming more and more popular.
Hell yeah.
There's been a 29% rise in U.S. reservations over the past 2 years of solo diners. So many people are enjoying this time alone to, you know, maybe relax, reflect, get away from the kids. Who knows?
A little bit of a mental break.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This trend is also growing in other countries. Japan, their concept, it's Ohitori Sama, which basically means party of one. And it's, you know, they're trying to make solo dining more comfortable.
Yeah, I saw there was a video report and it said this is the art of doing things alone, which get your mind into the gutter. But the interesting part is I'm looking at a video in Japan where they have restaurants where there are certain booths that are meant for solo diners where they have like little walls that they put up to kind of that way you're not being bothered by other people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, sign me up for this. That is freaking cool.
So this leads us to want to ask our Rockaholics a very simple question. And we are going to ask that simple question to Tom from Monroe. Tom, would you dine alone?
I don't think I'd necessarily dine alone. I think that's pretty weird.
You know, once it is weird at first. I've done it a few times, and it is super weird at first. But once you kind of embrace just being, there's something really nice just to be able to like sit at a restaurant and kind of being alone in your own thoughts. Maybe watch a show. Like I've watched some like stuff on my phone. Like when I'm getting my oil changed, sometimes I'll just go walk over to a restaurant and sit by myself. Although one time there was and it was really nice. It was a lady that was a listener, and she saw that I was there sitting by myself. So she sat down next to me because she felt bad that I was sitting by myself. And I was just like, I don't have the heart to tell you, but I was really fired up about being by myself. Like, it was really nice. You know, like, that was such a cool thing and a cool gesture. But I was like, I just want to watch wrestling by myself. I'm really fine by myself. I just want to eat my food and just kind of be in my own little world.
Let's ask Matthew from Monroe our simple question. Matthew, would you dine alone?
I had to think about it, but yeah, I would. Just I've actually done it.
And are you doing it just for the sake of getting away from life, or what's the circumstance?
For me, it was like special occasion to treat myself, and nobody else really matters. This is just special for myself, you know what I mean?
And then you don't have to waste money on somebody else. You can just splurge on yourself.
No, you don't got to worry about it when you're just cheating yourself.
But that's right.
You don't have to worry about someone picking at your plate.
No, and I would like to see the dessert menu. Thank you. Christian from Seattle, would you dine alone?
Oh, definitely.
Have you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, so for context, I'm a single guy who lives in Seattle. I live alone. So, yeah, I mean, if I want to go out to eat, that's pretty much what you do. And I think it's great to get out and do things by yourself, especially like taking yourself on a date.
Dude, there are times also I love just like popping into like go to a sushi restaurant, sit at the sushi bar.
Yeah.
And you just kind of just, and you end up just chatting. It's like going to a bar and talking to a bartender. You just end up talking to the sushi chef. They sometimes make you like a little specialty roll that they're working on.
For sure. Yeah, I'll be honest. I like sitting at a table by myself, I don't like so much, but sitting at a bar or a sushi bar, that's fine.
Sometimes I will be like, yeah, just bring two waters. That way it looks like I'm waiting for somebody.
That looks like you got stood up.
Yeah. Well, maybe then somebody will comp my meal. You just never know. Someone texted, says, I love going out and having dinner by myself. It's relaxing. I do it twice a week.
Wow.
Another texter says, I just don't have any friends to go eat with me. LOL. Well, it's not.
I'll go with you.
Will
Sarah,
you?
Sarah, stop texting again.
And so a lot of people are saying, I do it a lot while I'm traveling.
Oh, of course.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Well, we're getting very excited because the Seahawks season is starting up this Sunday, Rockaholics. How do you think we're going to do?
Go Hawks.
Oh, crap. I got to go through the schedule and make my picks.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to do it now.
We're going to check with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 12s are ready, Rockaholics. The Seahawks season kicks off this Sunday. And tomorrow, we're going to be chatting with a Seahawks Hall of Famer by the name of Walter Jones.
Big Walt.
So excited. And speaking of the
tomorrow
Seahawks.
Tomorrow at this time, 7:20.
Yes, thank you, Steve Miggs. And speaking of the Seahawks, we've got a good friend on the line right now to help us get a little bit more excited than we already are for the season opener this Sunday. And that is our friend Mitch Levy.
Mitch
Unfiltered, you know, Mitch, or you got Walter Jones, Mitch Levy, Walter Jones. I think Fridays are better than Thursdays for you guys. That's for sure.
I might have a little bit of a beef to pick with you already, though.
Already?
Yeah.
Did you know, by the way, that Walter Jones, when he was drafted by Randy Mueller and the crew way back when in the first round of the, this is maybe before Taryn was born, way back when, in the first round of the draft, do you know what he used to do to work out during the offseason?
I think I do. Push cars.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Where's the bell? Get the bell. Your first bell of the year.
Oh, let's go. I remember hearing stories where, like, Walter Jones isn't showing up to training camp, but that's okay because he's pushing SUVs uphill, so I think he's going to be okay.
All right, what's the bone? What's the bone you have to pick with me on episode one here now?
Well, before we even go live, we're talking to you through Zoom, and you looked at me and go, oh, nice Geno Smith jersey. You realize that you're probably getting a little too old to be wearing a jersey.
Is that a bone that I have to pick with you?
No, I'm upset with you.
Well, I'm upset with you because that seems like a bone that I have to pick with you. There comes a time in your life, Mitzi, where just leave the jerseys to some younger people, for God's sakes. I mean, enough's enough already. I mean, I'm sure Gino's very appreciative. I'm sure the Seahawks, you're wearing the throwback jersey. You're wearing exactly, I think, what they're going to wear on Sunday against the Broncos.
Yes.
But, I mean, you're 60 now. Come on.
What's happening? I'm nowhere near 60. How dare you?
Okay, Mitch.
How dare you? You know what? The pro shop doesn't care how old I am. So long as the money works, they're going to take my damn money.
Okay, hold on, Taryn. Hold on a second. Turn around. Let me just turn around. Steve, turn around. Let me see what's on the back. Okay. Well, that's the first okay you get, that it says Smith and not your name on the back.
Oh.
Yeah. That's really that's rock bottom. When you have your name on the back at age 60 of the quarterback's jersey. That's terrible. But okay. Taryn, how old? How old do you have to be until you... Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what the age cutoff is for jerseys, but I'm wearing... So mine is a Grateful Dead Seahawks shirt. So maybe I should trade Steve because that might be a little more age appropriate.
Perfectly acceptable. Yes, it is a little bit more appropriate. But I think Steve's at the point now where we should start thinking about... Oh, I'm retiring the jerseys.
So now you sound like my parents. When are you going to grow up, Steven?
Well, what can I tell you? All I can tell you is that we're starting the NFL season. It's back again, and we should be all excited here in the Northwest. We've got the Broncos in town on Sunday. We've got the new era of Seahawks football, the Mike McDonald era. You probably have them winning how many, 15 games, Biggsy?
It's funny. Right before we went on the air, I went through the schedule and I did what I usually do, and I go with my gut and I make my knee-jerk reactions to the games. What do you think what do you think I picked for the season?
Win, 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 win. Well, maybe 16-1, 15-2, 14-3.
I got WWLL, WWWWWL, WW, so on and so forth. I got them at 12-5.
Since 12-5 is like negative for you. You always have them a lot better than 12-5.
I'm being more of a realist this year.
Really? What happened to you? You got older.
Yeah, it is. I'm almost 60 now, so I need to start growing up and actually, you know, use my brain when I pick these games. Although one texture said they're going to be 1-16, so I don't know which
they're
one.
They're not going to be 1-16.
What are they going to be, Mitch? What do you think?
You know, I think it could go a lot of different ways, Taryn. You look at this, and you know, the first thing you say when you go into an NFL season is injuries. Injuries, for the most part, determine a lot of all of this around all the teams. You never really know the health of a team. But let's say they are in good shape comparative to others. Let's say that they're one of the top 10 or 12 in terms of injury status the rest of the entire season. I would think that depending upon a couple of key elements to this team, I would say low end 8-9, high end 12, 11 or 12. I think Migsy's on the high end. Well, at 12. Let's put it this way. I'd be shocked. If you went to Vegas and you put an over under bet on the Seahawks, I think the over under is something like 7.5. So think about it. I mean, Vegas is taking, if you think they're going to win more than 7.5 games, I don't know if it's a perfectly 50-50 bet. It's probably not. But I would think somewhere between 8-9 and 12-5.
You got to think they're going to be better than last season, don't you? Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. But we don't know anything about the coaching staff. We don't know really anything about some of the offensive line guys. We don't know anything about a couple of the inside linebackers. We're questioning the safeties. I mean, there's a couple of different things, and it depends on their schedule and their opponents. But yeah, I would think they will be better than last year. I think it's very intriguing. It's very refreshing. And I know that maybe a lot of your listeners are big Pete Carroll fans, and he and his staff did the greatest job of any coaching staff in Seattle Seahawks football history. He's arguably a Hall of Famer. He took them to 2 Super Bowls, and Arosha won both. Won one. Hey, you got to give him his props. But I think we've talked about this on your show before. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah,
it felt to me like that reign was over a couple of years ago. I think they stayed on with it a little bit too long. We should have been where we are now a couple of years ago, but here we are. They go out and they get, like, a year and a half ago, if you would have done a poll of NFL people and asked them who's the best, brightest young defensive mind in the NFL, they probably would have said Mike McDonald, the defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens. He's now your head coach. So what does he bring, especially on the defensive side of the football?
Aggression.
Are they going to be Are they going to be aggressive? Are they going to blitz from all kinds of different angles? Are they going to disguise their blitz? We're not going to know who's coming. Are they going to pound the opposing team's quarterback? And then they go out in a very intriguing manner. And their offense, you know who their offense is being run by? Ryan Grubb, who ran the University of Washington offense last year. Now, on one hand, You look at that UW offense with Michael Penix last year. It was the best offense in all of college football. I mean, it wasn't particularly close. They had the best offensive line. They were terrific. But does that translate? Can a guy who's been a great offensive coordinator in college football, can he just bring his own system to the NFL? Does it work in the NFL? Is it going to work with Geno and DK Metcalf and Kenneth Walker and maybe a not so great offensive line? These are questions we don't know the answers to. These are the questions that are going to decide 8-9, 9-8, 10-7, 11-6. I think 12 is aggressive, so I think I would go 8-9 now that I'm thinking about it.
I'm going to switch to 13-4 as now I think is much, makes much. Yeah, I'm going to take a win over the
off. Just take the jersey off.
Mitch, we're obviously very excited about the return of the NFL season, and it'll be a nice distraction from the Mariners season. So we were wondering, could you sit through a song real quickly, and then we could chat with you a little bit about Mariners baseball?
Song? It depends upon what the song's going to be, Taryn. What's it going to be?
It's going to be my favorite band in the entire world, Mitch. The Holy Trinity.
Uh-oh. All right.
It's Rush.
Oh, really? All right, yeah. I'll sit through the song.
And speaking of songs, we had robots write a song about you in our segment, so we were hoping that we could play that for you, too, when we come back.
All right, thanks.
You're not serious.
I am. Serious as 12 and 5. We'll be right back with Mitch.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, this morning we have been chatting with Mitch Levy, and not only is the NFL back tonight, but Beat the Boys is back as well.
Yes. Mitch,
can you give us a little window into this world?
Don't pretend like you know what it is, Taryn. Come on, don't do the radio. Pretend like you know it. You have no idea what it is. Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. See, we at Mitch Unfiltered, we do the contest every year for the football season. And there's a lot of contests out there. You can do a contest just about anywhere you look. But ours is the most simple because I'm a very simple guy, and it's not complicated. We allow people to pick three games. I choose three games every week, three NFL games, all 18 weeks of the regular season. I put them up there, and people just go in, our listeners of Unfiltered. They get the code word, which is Mitch. The first week, I'm giving your listeners the code word. It's Mitch. You got to get the code word on the show. See what I did there?
I'm a giver.
I'm giving you the code word, but normally the code word is at the very beginning of our show, Mitch Unfiltered. And so the code word this week is Mitch. And all you do is you go and you see three NFL games and you pick who's going to win. That's it. No spread, no lines, nothing confusing. You just pick the winner of three NFL games that I choose. And so there's an assortment of people that work on our show. We've gotten five or six of them together. And they're going to pick them too, including myself. And everybody in our audience who over the course of the year beats all of us, beats the boys. Not just me, because that's easy. Not just Migsy, because look at him. That's 12
and,
really easy.
12 and 5
Migsy. You got to beat all the boys over the course of the year. Everybody who beats all the boys, every single person out there who beats all the boys gets a prize, some prize. Cash, we're doing $1,000 for the winner. We're doing Daniel's Broiler gift certificates. We're doing Zeke's Pizza gift certificates. We're doing Patreon months. Everybody who beats us over those 54 games, the three games a week, gets a prize. That's called Beat the Boys. You go to MitchUnfiltered.com. If anybody in your audience wants to play, it starts this week. You've got to get your picks in this week for the first three games. The code word is what, Migsy?
Jerseys. No, I'm kidding. Mitch.
All lowercase, M-I-T-C-H is the code word for the first. But thank you for asking, yes.
And Mitch, you know, we're going to have you on after every Seahawks game to get your analysis. And obviously, because we're fans of the game, but we're idiots. And you Me definitely too. Know more about what's Me going too. On.
Me but, too. I'm very excited, yes. So you think 12 and 5, though. 12 so that's
and
5. Okay.
But we feel like we need a good intro for you. And we asked our robot friends to write a song. Through the beauty of artificial intelligence, we wrote a song for you for the segment. Would you like to hear it?
Is this going to play like every Monday morning at 7:20?
I hope so.
Yeah, it will.
Could you have mentioned this before I agreed to do 7:20 every Monday? Or could
No. I just had to wait until we were on the air to tell it.
How about the negotiation on our texts about what time we were going to do the segment, Migsy, the other day? Should I post that back and forth about what time I had to get up to do this?
We're going back and forth. At one point, I'm like, do you really want to get up this early? I was like, this is 7:20 very early, but this would work out perfect for us. And you're like, yeah, I'll make it happen.
I only did it for 25 years, But yeah, I think I'm beyond. What time do you get up, Taryn?
The first alarm goes off at 3. The get out of bed alarm goes off at 3:15.
Okay, play the robot song. I've stalled enough. Go ahead, play it, Mixie.
He's a sports guy, and we like sports. He's unfiltered, and we are dumb. I'm the Talk Seahawks with Mixie, the kid, the kid. Mix pretty on the Daily Mix Show. Mix. Seahawks for dummies on the Daily Mix Show.
That's like an anthem.
Blink 182 wrote that for you, actually.
Okay, that's terrible.
Thank you, Mitch. Okay. He is obsessed with the robots.
That is beyond god awful, Mixie. Please don't play. You're gonna really play that every Monday morning at 7:20 when I come on?
Oh. Right, we can write another one. We got the robots write a hip hop song if you'd rather.
I don't know. You can do better than that, Maisie. I know that you guys can do better than
each
that.
Week, we will keep trying until we find a song that you like.
Do you really like that? You don't like that.
I like the fact that you don't like it. Mitch, before we let you go, I know the Mariners won yesterday big, 16-3, but
yes.
What can you tell us? I mean, what the hell is happening this season with this team?
I think that... there's a lot of disarray and confusion over there, and ownership's got to figure out what they want to do moving forward. I mean, this is a really disappointing end of the season. They were 10 games up, Macy. I think you probably know that. You were probably wearing Mariners jerseys when they were 10 games up.
I was.
And now they're going to just fight to finish over 500. They fire their manager. I don't know that Dan Wilson is the long-term manager. We'll have to kind of wait and see how that plays out during the offseason. I don't know if Jerry DePoto is the long-term GM anymore. Maybe he gets another year. Maybe he doesn't. I think ownership, I think there's just a lot of stuff going on over there in-house that they've got to figure out. And at the end of the day, the big thing is they got to be willing to spend money on the offense during the offseason. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many years in a row are we going to be talking about they can't score runs, they can't score runs, they can't score runs, they got great pitching, they got great pitching, they can't score runs. It's like the offensive line of the Seattle Seahawks. How many years am I going to come on your show and say, hey, they're not going to get to your 12 wins, Migsy, in your uniform, Migsy, unless the offensive line is better this year?
The jersey hate is real.
Same thing, yeah. So I'm kind of eager to get to the off season. I know that we have, 20, maybe 18, 20 games to go to 162. I'm eager to get to the off season to see what happens. Now, at the other side of that, if I could just say, it feels like it's over and we want to get to the off season. But just remember one thing. They scored 16 runs last night. And I think they're now 5 back in the loss column, if I'm not mistaken, of the Astros. Just remember this. That on September 23rd, they're going to play the Astros in Houston for 3 games. And I think that those 3 games are followed by 3 more, and then you're at the end of the season. So there's 6. When they face the Astros on September 23rd, there's going to be 6 games to go in the season. 3 with the Astros and 3 with somebody else. If the Mariners can get to 4 games back in the loss column, and they're right now 5 back, so they only have to gain 1 game. If they're 5 back in the loss column,
at least 5 or 5.5, yeah.
But in the loss column, 5 games is all that matters. You only look at the loss column.
Gotcha.
Don't look at anything else. You can make up wins, you can't make up losses. So if they get to 4 back in the loss column going into September 23rd, they will essentially control their own destiny, right? Go to Houston and win all 3 games against the Astros. And then you're 1 back with 3 games to go. So you're right there. So I'm writing them off, but I'm kind of not writing them off. They've got to play it straight. They can't bring up young guys. They got to play it straight as long as they can get to within 4 games in the loss column before September the 23rd.
Right on.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Well, thank you, Mitch Levy. What a great chat this morning, getting us all fired up for NFL. And we're going to be doing this every single week and really looking forward to it.
And a few texts were asking what the website is. It's MitchUnfiltered.com. They could do the Beat the Boys thing and also check out your podcast. Episode 301 is out now.
We're up to 302 or 303 episodes.
Nice.
And this is the only time, by the way, all year, I think, that you're going to invite me on before a Seahawks game, like close to a Seahawks game.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, I'm telling your listeners, 27-13. That's the score on Sunday. 27. We take that.
All right.
Seahawks 27. Let's go. I just said, I'm a ghost. What's wrong?
I was waiting for you to say that the Broncos were winning. I was about to just hit disconnect on you.
It's funny that you say that because I have said on Unfiltered a couple of times, and I really mean this, that in a lot of ways, the game on Sunday is kind of a must-win situation for the Seahawks. I know that sounds creepy and weird. It's the first game of 17, but I think there's a community of Seahawks fans out here that are kind of, let's see, who is this guy, Mike McDonald? Let's wait and see. They're going to play a bad Denver team. You know who their quarterback is, Migsy? You're not wearing his jersey this
morning. No, not Bo Nix.
Bo Nix making his first start as a rookie here against the 12s in the stadium. The Seahawks have to go out and punch the Broncos in the face.
Let's do
it. On Sunday, 27-13.
Yeah. Let's do it. And give Mitch a follow on Twitter, @Mitch_Seattle. Thank you so much, Mitch. And we'll talk to you after the Seahawks win on Sunday next week.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, Mitch.
Now, Rockaholics, Mitch is a bright guy. I bet he could beat Migs. But do you think that you could do it? You didn't get a perfect 10 earlier, and I don't think you're going to do it at 7:50. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, and you could have a shot at beating Migs.
The Daily Show. Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.